and some Harry Potter music here on Bill's Classical Jukebox. It helps me introduce Laura LaChapelle, who is a fun educational theater program director, actress, this, that, the other thing. We want to talk about Sandcastle Theater. We want to talk about theater kids. Laura, first of all, welcome to 102.9 FM, 96.3 FM, and 103.1 FM. You're talking to me all over the province right now.
Well, yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
I want to talk a bit about your background, first of all, okay. and how you came to be here. You've been part of community theater in Southern Georgian Bay for many, many years now as actor, director, stage manager, and it's all evolved into teaching young people. Just give us sort of the Reader's Digest version of the last 30 years.
Yes, the Coles note, shall we say. Well, I started off as a child actress myself way back in the 80s, and I enjoyed it. My father was a director actor from Toronto, so I fell in love with theater immediately, and I grew up in it. And I found that theater was a wonderful way that built up my self-confidence, especially going through my teen years. And then I just continued on. And now with having children myself, I enjoy working with children and going back to finding and discovering what made me fall in love with theater in the first place helping kids find that too.
Yeah, was it first of all as a performer? Because there is something special about getting that round of applause that you can't describe until you've had it.
Oh, I know. That's such a big thrill, and I still remember it to this day, those shows I did when I was a teenager and younger, getting that applause. It's so exciting. It's exhilarating.
Yeah.
You feel king of the world.
So after-school programs, summer camps, what age of children are we talking about in theater kids?
Well,
and their offshoots.
Right. Well, we generally start off with the elementary age group, and that so that we have theater kids junior for the really young ones. And that's just starting off with body movement and character development and vocal expression and whatnot. And then as you get into your teens, you start getting into the bigger roles and the big plays and musical productions and whatnot.
Now, you are going to be producing a pantomime, and I want to talk about that a little more. But tell me first a little bit about some of these other sort of offshoots of theater kids, the minis and the whatevers, and how kids can get involved.
Well, we are part of Sandcastle Theater, and it started off in Meaford with Stephanie Fowler and Owen Sound, and she has branched out to Port Elgin, and then she started to search for instructors in the Collingwood area. Her and I found each other, hit it off immediately, and so I'm her local instructor here in the Collingwood area, and I teach the Theater Kids Junior and the regular Theater Kids program.
And is there a website that people can go to if they want to find out more and get their kids involved?
Absolutely, sandcastletheater.com. It's got all the information about the camps, about the Theater Kids programs, and about all of our upcoming productions.
Sandcastle Theater. Tell us a bit more about that. Tell us about the mission, as it were.
Well, Stephanie's mission has been about bringing theater and making theater accessible to all ages. And it's a teaching tool. So you not only just become part of a production, but you learn the theater craft while you're being a part of the show.
Let's talk about this panto. And first of all, what's the definition of a panto? Is it pantomime? And some people just think that means no talking.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a little bit of a misconception. A panto is it's a comedy take on an already existing beloved story. So you can do a panto on just about any story. And so for this year, we're doing, of course, the Harry Potter story. And the characters get turned around and mixed upside down, and characters' names get changed, and it's kind of a different take on it. I find pantos are a place where comedies go to kind of tickle itself.
Uh-huh.
Because the actors have as much fun on stage. There's a lot of improv. There's a lot of audience involvement.
Well, in case there are some people listening who have been on another planet for the last few years, Potter is a tale of young wizards who rescue their academy from the clutches of evil. So
yes.
I guess there's booing and hissing as well as applause from the crowd.
Absolutely. We have several villains in the cast. So it's kind of a running joke through it. The audience is encouraged to boo and encouraged to cheer for the hero.
And is it being presented for an audience of kids or adults or all of the above?
It is for the whole entire family. The jokes are geared for kids and also geared for adults. There's a lot of double entendres, shall we say. And so the audience that are a little bit on the older side will enjoy those jokes that are just kind of meant for themselves.
Owen Sound at the Roxy, December 14th to 16th, and simultaneously together at the same time all at once. I don't think I should say that. Anyway, it's going to be in Collingwood. You're doing two shows, so you got two different casts. Obviously.
Yes, we have two completely different casts. So Stephanie Fowler directed the Owen Sound and the Port Elgin cast, and I've directed the Collingwood cast.
Collingwood's at the New Life Church, December 15th and 16th. The Friday show, the 15th at 7 p.m., Saturday, 2 and 7, and back to the Roxy and Owen Sound. It's Thursday and Friday at 7, and then Saturday, December 16th, 2 and 7 p.m. Sounds like just a whole lot of fun, and this is something that, well, it's happening in the holiday season, but you do other things throughout the year. Tell me more.
Well, we will be running the Theater Kids program in the spring again, and of course we have our day camps in the summer. So no, we're very busy, and we'll do another panto in the fall. I have no doubt about that. I'll be excited to see what that'll be. But our cast for Potter the Panto is 45.
Wow.
Yes, ranging from 7 to in the 50s. So it's a big, big cast.
And these kids have been so busy, they probably haven't done any Christmas shopping yet.
Probably not.
And they probably don't. They say, Mom, get that for me, will you? Anyway, thank you so much, Laura. I want to remind folks of the website, so please tell them again.
Sandcastletheater.com.
Very simple. And my guest, Laura LaChapelle, who has been part of community theater in Southern Georgian Bay for a long time. Now, if you want to hear this interview again, or if you want to hear other interviews with people who are involved in the arts here in Southern Georgian Bay, get with our Facebook page, 102.9 FM Facebook page. Find that. You can hear this interview again. You can hear others. Again, the Facebook page for 102.9 FM. Thanks again to Laura LaChapelle, and we'll wrap it up with a little more of that Harry Potter
Thank
music.
You. Oh, wonderful.
Music from the Harry Potter collection of movies. My thanks to Laura LaChapelle from Sandcastle Theater and Theater Kids. They're putting on Potter the Panto, a hilarious parody. The tale of the young wizards who rescue their academy from the clutches of evil. Lots of fun. And performances in Owen Sound at the Roxy Theater Thursday, December 14th, Friday the 15th, and Saturday the 16th. And also in Collingwood at the New Life Church, Friday, December 15th, and Saturday, December 16th. You can find out more when you go to sandcastletheater.com. That's the website, and you'll find out all the things that you need to know. Again, thanks to Laura LaChapelle, who's directing the Collingwood production and has been involved very much and is constantly involved with Theater Kids.